Paul, let's maybe start with the news of the day and Mark Stewart, just your thoughts.
Well, a lot of ways, you know what, I'm happy for Mark. He is such a great pro for this team, and we all know, not just in the locker room, the battles on the ice, but in the community. His role diminished last year to the point, and looking forward, I couldn't honestly say that it would increase, that he deserves. He's earned an opportunity to play somewhere else. So I'm hopeful for him that he gets that chance.
Without him, does that increase the need to go find more left-handed defensemen?
Well, we've got some players that can play that side, and we've got Tucker Poolman also now that's in the fold that's comfortable on the offside. So it's too close to July 1st for me to make comments about those needs. We'll see what's available.
Take July 1st out of the equation. Give me an idea of the roster that you have right now, the room for growth you see them having.
Well, going into last year, it felt over half of our group we considered young players. I think that Lowry and Shifley and Truba graduate out of that. We won't call those guys young players anymore, so it'll be down to about a third of our roster. And we think there's an awful lot of room for those kids to get better. But we've seen that at times, and in spurts they're going to produce for us, they're going to put numbers up. It's the game around those numbers. So there's still a young group that is definitely going to get better.
For your team, what, I know it's not your job, but what are your expectations for tomorrow?
Oh, I've seen a lot of these July 1st. Expectations are tough because these days go sideways every year. I expect that a lot of players are going to get very, very wealthy in a very short period of time.
Paul, just going back to the team, would you consider Myers or Buck for the left side?
Yes, I would consider it if need be. That's more of a minutes-based thing. Right now with Toby and Morrissey, we don't have that concern yet of pushing somebody over, but we would if we needed to, yeah.
What stood out for this week for you? A little more time on the ice than normal?
Yeah, we did. We went out on the ice with them and work on things that are really important for the defenseman in the NHL game, the ability to go back and get the puck and make something happen with it. Sometimes just a clean, simple play, and for forwards, the ability to hang on to the puck in the offensive zone. Those are things that are probably the biggest change for young players when they get to that pro level. Defensemen get far more pressure put on them with great amount of speed, and some of these guys are big. Your ability to break the puck out is critical to beat teams. And for forwards, getting on the puck and hanging on to the puck now with big and strong and very fast men on you. That's probably the biggest adjustment that these kids go through. And rarely do they get a chance to do it over and over and over again. So we had a high repetition week here with these kids. They dumped a lot of pucks to the defensemen to get them work on their edges, work on their turning. So skill development, but not toe drag development, skill development within the components of the game. We got a chance to look at it a little bit. The cutbacks, controlling the puck in the eye. You saw it in spurts, right? There's still young tendencies in their games, but it was good. I think we saw enough in the game to think that most of them got grasped it pretty well.
Stood out about Christian Vesalainen, his first chance to see him on the ice.
Very smooth hockey player. Handles the puck well, and he can do it with his eyes up. So he has an advantage then on a lot of young guys. He can make some plays and see some room. I don't look at the scrimmages at these camps holding anything. It's still individual skill assessment where guys are at, but this guy's a skilled young player, very, very smooth. It's so much like all the other good ones. At 18 years old, you know what they want to do, and you know in 2 or 3 years they're going to be able to do it, even whether it gets closed off now or the game's a little faster. I like what he saw for me. He moves very well.
Well, what did you think of Savrick and Cole Savage?
I don't know that I want to assess. So when I come out here and watch these guys, I like them. I like all of them. You get a lot of one-on-one time to watch them in practice, so in the game. But assessing a young player, they're good. How about that? And I'm not trying to be funny or not give you the answer that you want. These kids change month by month, and the player that we see in training camp next year and the player the next year, the size and strength, there's a number of guys whose bodies look so much different than they did a year or two ago. I thought all the young defensemen that we brought in moved so much better than the young defensemen of 10 or 15 years ago. I mean, almost everybody out there, you would say skating is considered a strength for them, right? There weren't players that battled with that. So pleased with it. Need to see him in some scrimmage with a little higher pace and watch that growth.
You said it's not July yet, but do you look forward to some of the training camp competition for the fall based on some of the people that will be pushing for work?
Yeah, they're bowling upstairs. Is that what's going on? I didn't know they put an alley in. I am, because now we've got enough young players and you can you do have a higher expectation, right? They've been told once or twice about the pace and the grind, and they've had now a couple of summers with an understanding of the NHL game, and now they get a summer to get their bodies big and strong and fast, and we need, and for those players too, right? Their challenge was to try to make the NHL and try to make the team, and pretty soon they realize they got to start taking people's jobs if they want more ice time. So there is a fight for jobs now with, you know, especially in that bottom 6 to 8 players that are going to make opening night roster, there's real competition. But what's changed for most of these guys is there's also a little different pressure on them now. The expectation from the coaches and from the players around them is that they've learned those lessons and they're better.
What kind of input, Paul, do you get into the strategy management takes going into July 1st?
I give them a list of things that I'd like to see, some holes I think, some players that are right there that I think we should wait on and leave them in the lineup, and some places that I think that we can improve quickly if we can get the right player, and that would be about it right after that.
Excuse me. So this is a team that's been focused on draft and develop for a number of years now. Obviously, trades and free agency become part of the equation. Are we moving into a stage where you could see that being more a strategy that this team should be employing?
Are you talking a switch in philosophy?
Not a switch in
philosophy.
Give me
the question one more time.
I guess there's been a real focus on draft and develop. You've seen the players that we've brought along. Are we getting to a stage where maybe trades or free agency should be more part of the equation than what we've seen from the team in the past?
I think we're at a spot now where you're going to see good players playing in the American Hockey League, however that happens either. But these young players now have to take and hold their jobs. So, I mean, I'm not talking about Patrick Laine and Nick Ehlers. Their numbers are there. They're NHL players. But there are guys in our lineup that we like that have been good. Can they perform that way as a group? We're hopeful. But you will not always fill all of your holds through draft and development. There's going to be the needs become more specific for a certain style of player. And if you don't have that in your group, I think you'll see them try to be filled another way.
What are you comfortable sharing?
Yeah,
about
not
doubles?
A chance. None? Not one thing. No.
Okay.
not even a little bit. No. But I appreciate you knowing that before you ask the question. You don't feel shocked by the answer at all.
Paul, is that small list that you might have for new players? Is it a very small list?
It would be on every team, right? There's not a big list.
Less than five.
Oh man.
Less than three.
Less than five. Less than this. Come on. So I got some in each one of those things that I'd like to see us get better at. I think there's a player there here now that can do it. You're not getting all of them. So, I would say fewer than you think the number it is, and more than it might be. Chew on that one for a while. So, yeah, it was a good one.
Do you feel like the Jets were being viewed differently in the courting period this year?
I'm sorry?
Do you feel like the Jets were being viewed differently during the courting period this time around?
It's a different kind of setup, right, with the courting period. So as a coach, you're not on a lot of the – well, there weren't any calls like that. The calls are July 1st, so now you get to talk to players about teams. So I would say I know there is.
The pitch that you have now compared to years past, are you a lot more confident in that pitch based on the team and how it's evolved?
The question that any player is going to ask you is, you know, what's the role and how do you see me fitting and who do I get to play with? So I get to fire out some pretty good names, and some of them are young, granted, but pretty good names of partners or line mates.